Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read the editorial. A belated Happy New Year to all our readers. It has already begun with something of a bang. A new US president, ceasefires and general economic mayhem. But hopefully things will begin to settle down. One of the first bizarre stories of the year tells us that a woman of a certain age in France, mistakenly believing that Brad Pitt was in love with her, has sacrificed most of her divorce settlement of €830,000 after he told her he was seriously ill and needed a loan to cover his treatment, as all his money was tied up in his divorce settlement with Angelina Jolie. Even as you read the story, it beggars belief. Of course, it was a scam, and it was fraudsters that made a killing, whilst Brad continued his life unaware that AI had used his image to fool a suggestible woman. It is not the first time Brad's identity has been used by scammers, apparently. He is obviously catnip for the gullible out there. I pondered as to why anyone should be taken in by this, but clearly it all comes down to trust. The unfortunate French woman trusted that it was actually Brad at the other end of her emails. After all, his fake mum had told her so, and by trusting what the internet was telling her, she ended up believing all the nonsense. Brad was a clever, believable AI construct, and the scammers now have a new and even more powerful tool as they ply their unpleasant trade. So as the year begins, the question is, who can we trust? How can we know whether a news report is real or a fact correct? Or whether it is a real politician asking for contributions to the NHS or a fake one? Or has our relative really been swallowed by a sinkhole and is desperate for us to send £1,000 to hire the people to dig them out? On the radio recently, there was a long piece about trust and how it used to be possible and indeed worked at a local level. But now, as we are glued to our phones and blithely accept anything the internet feeds us, we are becoming gullible and increasingly exposing ourselves to the danger of being conned. The answer seems to be that we may all have to go back to basics. Which brings me to the bulletin. When I arrived in Benson over 7 years ago, the trust in the community was basically intact. It was a world before the new developments, and the elders of the village, the Peters, the Georges, the Davids and the Janets and Johns, were at the centre of a circle of trust that had built up over many years and glued the community together. Bensonites knew who the bad eggs were, who the good guys were, and who to avoid on a Friday night. But with expansion, deflection, and a thirst for the world outside, delivered to us with immediacy by IT and AI, if we don't question the so-called information those two behemoths serve up, our community will increasingly expose itself to risk if it doesn't keep its own cohesion. And I quickly discovered the Bulletin has been at the heart of that community trust for over 30 years. It was not subject to hacking as it was not online. It was moderated by the editor, and the Bulletin board and people were quick to point out its errors because they knew where you lived, and it was not in some small ghetto of IT geeks in a house thousands of miles away. So please help the Bulletin survive. We desperately need a new head of distribution. And we need younger members of our community to be involved at board level and to help the magazine prosper into a future when it may be needed more than ever.